have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Do you have an upcoming event? Well, I encourage you to book Beyond Defense Family for an amazing experience. Beyond Defense is a talented group of men and women who have toured the world to display their talents of song and ministry. Did I forget to mention multi-award winners? They're your one-stop shop for making your event the best in the city. Book Beyond Defense today at beyonddefense.org. Click menu, then contact. Beyond Defense, your audience will thank you.
Beyond the fence.
Beyond the fence.
Beyond the fence.
DB Jones.
Yes, sir. I got you.
True two.
You know I got you.
The Jewels.
Broski. You know I had to fly in on this one.
G Will.
You know what it is.
You see coming like this, this one.
The bigger they are, the harder they fall. My problems. God slaughtered them all. The harder I fall. Fighting like a scared cat. With her back against the wall. Slip, but I didn't fall. I adapted to the fall. Ignorance, I've been through it. That's why I don't want you to do it. I want to influence. I already prove it. You can be fan of a Judas. Come at the letter to ruin. Who are we fooling? What are we proving? What are we doing? What are we building? What are we giving to some of our children? Built a team. Not just the industry thing. We do more than this rapper thing. Beyond the fence is a family tree with the queen. We choose to worship with the king. And we protect the women by any means. And our children on everything.
When it comes to the years, I want my own fight. No life. Thinking everything is alright. Turn around and see my father in the light. Back in 03, that shit my whole life.
This evening, one father, one mother believing. No father on the life I'm weeping. They say things happen for a reason. I'm believing, we're fleeing. Still offer to life, I'm bleeding. I'm in the probation, thinking. Trust is my life, you need it. Same friends, I'm a dog, can't see it. In the past, in the past, I leave it. I'm a man's mind, I'm pleading for Christ. Where's the root cross, man, need it. In a brutal home, he's out in the heat. They said I'm a loser, I say that I'm meaning. I'm independent, I'm left with a team. They find out my words, Lord, they'll receive it. But Colorado, the offense, receive it. Never stops, and I know I keep preaching once, twice, twice. I never will be this blue with the floor. I won't be defeated.
Swag so magnificent due to the omnipotent. Yes, you know it's heaven sent. Call me George Jefferson. I'm walking in your glory if I keep my eyes focusing. Never turn away from the one who first loved me, man. I go by G-Will. I'm in the building, man. Good looking on a handoff. The game just advanced. My focus so clearly beyond 2020. Thanks to BDF, there's a new addition to the family.
What I got in my music. Principal purpose, I'm lucky they use it. Bruising the proving, I'm winning, I'm losing. Something my dudes exposed to delusion. The BDF revolution. Wake up, ain't no more illusion. Constitute the union, we appreciate your contribution. Awaken a sneak of time to find our bad it hurts. Conduct with metal touch.
Everything
bring it together for the better men. Bring it together, be better men. All of the people in Chile. Just raid on school veterans. Take over the nation, Taliban. Hold up the world with one hand. Shoot through the vision, it's intense. Looking at watching beyond the
fence. We are beyond. We are beyond the fence. We are beyond.
With this one and I seen I've been drafted. Armor's been fitted and heavily crafted. Run to the battle through power I blast. I do this for real, pretend it's a strategy. Do this a classic. Read the back of the book, there's a test and I easily pass it. All the sacrifice, the training, the blood and the tears, I laugh it. Yeah, I'm a cast. I wanna speed it up. The label say slow it down. I skip my medication, tripolar, traveling the speed of sound. I'm lost and now I'm found. Love you on the way up and they hate you on the way down. And it's never about the setting, it's the jewels that's in your crown. Shush.
We are beyond. We are beyond the fence.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Beyond the Radio.
Welcome to Beyond the Radio. And you better be smiling.
Beyond the fence is in the building.
Hey, hey, hey. Hey, 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 welcome, welcome, welcome. Yes, 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 yes.
It's your main man, David Benton, and I am in the building. And you know what? I am smiling. Yes, I am. Welcome to Beyond the Radio. Shout out to the Elation family. We love you. We love you. We love you. We love you. We thank you. We appreciate you. Thank you for everybody who's tuning in right here every Sunday, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And you know we're going to have a good time tonight. What you just heard was from my David Benton, my project from Boys to Men. That was the Beyond the Fence anthem. It is on all digital platforms. I had such a good time recording that. Had my son on it, and he came right after me. Shout out to G Will, stand for God's Will. Shout out to the Jewel. Shout out to True Two for everybody who participated on that track. Had such a wonderful time recording it. So, we got a wonderful show for you tonight. So, you know, we're about to get straight to it. Can I get a drum roll? Coach Shay Samuels, are you in the building?
Coach Shay Samuels is in the building. And I'm smiling. I'm smiling, David. I'm smiling.
Hey.
I'm smiling.
Go Shay. Go Shay. Go Coach. Go Shay. Go Coach. Go Shay. Go Coach. Coach Shay.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Just in case you didn't hear it, I'm smiling. Shout out to the Elation family. We missed you guys last week, but we love seeing you. So we kind of made up for it. But yes, Coach David, I'm smiling.
Yes, yes, yes. And we had an awesome time last weekend. We was in St. Louis. And, you know, shout out to all the artists. Shout out to Kimmy Kim for really blessing me enough to get Beyond the Fence up there. We shot a video vlog for the St. Louis event, Gospel Explosion. Shout out to Pastor Low Kirby and his wife. Man, we had such a great time. I'm honored and I'm thankful and I know I'm blessed. So thanks very much, St. Louis. Thank you, especially Kimmy Kim.
Thank you, Kimmy Kim.
And the weekend before that, yes, 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 yes. And the weekend before that, we wasn't here because it was my birthday weekend. And I just had to have some relaxed time. And, you know, when it comes to birthdays, for me, I'm just thankful that it's another year. And I just like to relax and just kick back. I'm not a party animal. So that was a blessing for me, just being able to rest. Kick these knees up because, you know, they make a little noises when I get up from the couch. Coach Shade, when I get up, I hear a little crackle, some crackles. They be like, and I need some oil. I feel like a tin man before they gave him the oil. That's right. So shout out to my knees. Y'all pray for my knees.
Yeah.
So, Coach Jay, we got a wonderful show tonight. Are you ready to get to it? Because, hey, you know it's going down.
I am ready to get to it, but I do want to address one of the events that you recently served. We don't want to forget about the event and giving them a shout-out because Beyond the Fence definitely was in the building. And then I'll be ready, David.
You know what? You are definitely correct. I am so sorry for that. And it was just yesterday. Shout out to Felicia Uzi, and the family of Miss Audrey. Yesterday I served. It wasn't about no music. I just went and I served food right there. The Love is the Answer showcase right there on Magnolia in Knoxville, Tennessee. For those who don't know, I am from Knoxville, Tennessee. I love to rep my city. It's a beautiful city. I represented, and that was a time, that was a moment as much. We were traveling around, you know, America. You know, there's a time where you always have to decide to say, you know what, this is who I am. This is what I'm really about. Even when I'm on stage, I'm giving my heart, giving my testimony, and I'm giving what God has blessed me to have, and that's the ability to be able to bless people with words. So this was a time where people spoke. I didn't even speak. I was over there by the food, put on my gloves, had on my mask, and I served the food. So that was a blessing. And the kids were awesome. All the kids were just rapping and dancing and singing and doing poetry and comedy talents that these young kids have. And it really is bringing, it's really giving a segue to who our guest is, because our guest is definitely about the youth. Definitely about the youth. So with that being said, my man, my brother, hey, Coach Shay, just like you do me,
yes.
I don't even want the DJ. DJ, don't even do it. Don't do it, DJ. Coach Shay, could you give me a drum roll? Hey. My brother, Kendrick Tate, are you in the building?
What is good?
Kendrick Tate. This, hey, my brother, man, welcome to Beyond the Radio, man. You know I love you, brother.
Man, it is an honor to be in the midst, even if it is on the radio station, with my brother. My brother from another mother, as they say. Man, I love you. I'm talking
about, man.
Yes, I mean, we go way back, man. It's an honor, man, and a blessing, man, to be, like I said, man, to be on the air with you, my brother.
Yes, sir.
And my sister, too. I don't want to forget my sister, too.
You can't forget about me. You can't forget about me.
Apologies.
It's all good. You know what? This is really kind of like the brother's night. I'm just hanging out for the ride. You know, I'm like the third wheel who might say something every now and then when I see a light, like, ooh, bright light. You know, that'll be me.
I got you.
So with that being said, Kendrick, man, for the people who don't know you, tell them who you are, where you from, and what do you do?
Like my brother said, my name is Kendrick Tate. Born and raised in Knoxville, Tennessee. I'm a youth advocate. I've been a juvenile probation officer for a long time. We're going to say over 15-plus years. And with that, I've also, in that same position, I also hold the community service director for Knox County Juvenile Court, as well as I work also with the YWCA in the capacity of a senior mentor coordinator for our Game Changers program. And basically what that program focuses on, teaching and educating middle school boys specifically on how to prevent and how to intervene when they witness domestic violence and sexual assault.
And y'all wonder why we brought this brother to the show. I told y'all we got a wonderful show for you tonight. Coach Shay, I know you have a question, Coach Shay.
Well, you know, I was just listening to him talk about it, and I've heard so many wonderful stories and, you know, just from you and your youth. And I know for a fact that juvenile probation officer wasn't something on your, like, bucket list. So how did you get into becoming the juvenile probation officer?
And that's a fantastic question, because whatever you have in store in your life, God seems to always have something different. And
yes.
I remember in school or growing up, oh, it was either the NFL or it was going to be the NBA, without question. I was going to make all this money. I was going to take care of my mom, my family. I had it all planned out, what kind of cars I was going to be driving, the house, how many rooms. And as I progressed in life, all of that started to change. And but I wanted to stay in the sports field. And so I ended up going to the University of Tennessee, got my undergraduate in sociology, and I couldn't be an NBA player or NFL football star, I said the next best thing would be to be their agent. so I could even make even more money. So as I continued to move down that path, I started to get a little older. I had a kid, and I was like, man, I got to get through with school. Like, we got to start looking at, like, realistic goals. And I remember specifically talking to my counselor at UT, and she was like, you should think about criminal justice and sociology. It would get you out of here in 2 years. I was like, oh, to me, I don't have to go to 4 years. I can get out of here, which it ended up turning being three. I was like, so I can do that and get out of college. Okay, let's roll with it. We can do that. I can get it. So, and the fast forward, I ended up getting my degree in criminal justice and sociology. And one of my good friends at the time, who has passed on, Monolito Green, God rest his soul, said, man, you should think about juvenile justice, man. I was like, and I had tried some other jobs. It just wasn't me. I had people tell me, like, sir, I don't think this job for you. I was like, yeah, you're right. It's not for me. This job ain't for me. So you're right. I need to get to where I need to be. And I remember doing the interview, and the lady at the time said, man, you have a lot of passion not to have never worked with youth. I was like, yeah, you know, it's just one of those things that, you know, they've always been close to my heart. But me working with other people's kids, I could talk to them, but as far as, like, you know, really getting involved, I can give you a good motivational, you know, speech and tell you go on about your way. But as I got into the field and I began to form these relationships with these young men and girls and families, it's almost like you became part of the family. And people would call on you during tough times in their life. It didn't necessarily have to do with their kids, but they saw something in me that I didn't even see in myself at the time. They was like, I don't know what it is. It's just something about you that, you know, we just feel comfortable talking to you about. And so, long story short, that just became my passion, because I started to see the lives the people that I was touching. And then it would be, and I think the most beautiful thing in working with young people is seeing young men that you've seen them at their worst. And then once they come out of that cycle of whatever they done, and they see you at the street, on the streets, and they come up to you, Mr. Tate, do you remember that time you locked me up and I was pissed off at you? Yeah. Man, I want you to know you changed my life, man. I love you, man.
Wow.
And what was crazy, I don't want to go without saying this, my mom used to always worry about me in that capacity. What if one of these kids get mad at you and they gonna hurt you? And they, I was like, I never worried about that. And I said, not only, you know, because I know God covers me, but I said, the key thing in that, mom, which I never worry about, is I respect them.
Right.
I ain't going to sit here and lie and say I never, like, curse nobody. Yeah. But sometimes, you know, kids got to hear it a different way.
Right.
Our kids, I'm just being honest, especially our kids in the inner city. There has to be a different type of conversation. And sometimes it requires that. And I would always preface, Mama, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cuss at your kid. And not one time did I ever hear a parent say, no, Mr. Tate, no, that is, we're not going to tolerate that. They was like, no, please. Because that's a conversation that they couldn't even have with their kid. But they, listen to this, they trusted me to have that kind of conversation with their kid, an outsider, looking in. Yes. They trusted me. So like I said, they saw something in me that I didn't even see in myself. But I know I could touch kids. You know, I know how to. It's just, I don't know, it's just a God-given gift, you know, and I'm not bragging on it. I think it's a blessing.
Right.
And anytime you can help somebody else, I don't think that's bragging. I think you giving a gift to somebody else, which God has already gifted in you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you know what, Ken? Man, I remember when I just came home. I came home from prison April 7, 2015, and I remember, of course, you know, I was going to reach out to you. because you are a brother of mine, a real friend. And I remember, man, when you had me to come up there, you was like, man, DB, man, I need you to come up here and talk to these kids.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time, I didn't even know what you done, you know, mm-hmm. for a living. I just knew that wherever I could be used at, and especially if it's something that you needed from me or even wanted, really didn't need but want. I'd rather be wanted mm-hmm. than needed. Because once they need you, they use you up, you're gone. But you wanted mm-hmm. me. And that was a blessing within itself, man. And I just want to tell you, thank you for blessing me, because that was a desire of mine coming out of prison, just to be able to talk to young men and women, you know, to help them to become a better version of themselves so they won't travel down the same road I traveled down, being a good kid, mm-hmm. but still mm-hmm. chose the wrong road. And you mm-hmm. know me, so you know that I wasn't a bad person, and it was shocking for me to even get in that type of environment, that type of crowd, and end up going to prison. So could you tell our audience, you know, because we want people to realize that you can empathize with the college he did what he had to do, but tell them your background, like I said, from the inner city. But where did you come from yourself? And you took a different path than I took. We grew up the same way, but we mm-hmm. both took two different paths.
Right, yeah,
and how that path came.
Right, right, and I'm glad you asked this question, because it's so crazy, because I grew up in Mechanicsville, and for those who not know, I mean, it's a predominantly black neighborhood, poor neighborhood. We didn't have a lot. There was a lot of what you see in the streets now, and most predominantly inner-city neighborhood, a lot of crime. You had a lot of drugs at that time. Drugs was huge at that time. And, you know, I grew up, I had three brothers and three sisters, and I was the baby. And so by the grace of God, like, and it's almost unheard of now, like, none of us ever went to jail or was on, got out there in the streets and on crack. And it's almost like God, like, covered our family. And this goes beyond just the brothers and sisters. These are my, like, nieces, nephews. Like, none of us ever got after. And I think the standard was set by just watching other people grow up. We knew, you know, there was a standard in our family. Like, this is what you're going to do. This is what you're not going to do. Now, not to say that I was never growing up, because I seen the money that kids my age, teenagers, I seen the cars that they were driving. Oh, yeah, and I definitely wanted to be that. Not going to sit here and lie. But that street life was not in me. It was not who I was intended to be. But at the time, I could not see it. And it goes back to what I said before. People see it in you. And I'm going to give you a clear example of that. When I grew up, and it's so different now, especially I see it working with probation, you know, kids in the juvenile justice system. When I grew up, it was more so we going to protect the kids that we know ain't about this life but desire to be about this life. We going to keep them out of this life so that they yeah. can be successful and move on with their life. Because I remember the OG yes. would kick it
yep.
as far as sports-wise. We was like brothers, and there were times my sister lived in College Homes, and it was right on College Street, and that's where, like, a lot of drive-bys, drugs were being sold. Just a lot. I mean, I lost a lot of brothers and during this time, you know, just to senseless, just like gang violence. And I remember trying to hang out on that corner during certain times. And the OGs at that time would be like, no, you need to take your tail home, because if you don't, you about to catch these hands. You don't have to tell Kendrick for once. You know what I mean? Because I had seen these crap. I'm just like, yeah, you know what? I'm good. I'm not even going. We good. I'm going back home, and I'm going to see y'all at the court or on the field, you know, the next day or whatnot. but I understood that, you know what I mean? Because they truly cared about me, because they knew I was a good student in school. They knew I was a good dude in the neighborhood, you know.
Yes.
But they knew at the same time, if he gets caught up in this, we gonna lose another. You know what I mean? And he just different. He just built a little different. He don't. This ain't the life that he deserved. And so just looking back, and I see those cats now, and I'm just like, man, I appreciate you, man. Like what you did, and they went on that. Some of them did a lot of time. Some of them I've seen struggling from the very drugs that they sold. They started to use and abuse, and it's messed up they mental psyche now, and it's just, you know, and like I said, I lost some along the way, but some of the ones that I've been able to run into, it's been crazy to be like, hey, man, I appreciate you, you know, for doing that for me. And they always say, man, we told you, you was going, you know what I mean? And I'm not no star, I'm not successful or whatever, I'm just a tool that God has used to help other people get out their own way. So, to come back to your own community and be able to say that, you know, that's what fuels my fire.
That's so powerful, man. just to hear you say that, Ken, it's like, wow, man. Men and women of God, kings and queens, what y'all don't understand is when y'all listen to Kendrick speak, me and him went to school together. I used to go to his house, stay over there. He'd come over to my house. This is my real friend. And we both were good guys. We was not considered to, you know, I wasn't built like that as well. I forced my way into that type of lifestyle because I had a promising athletic career. And guys, when I would hang out on the block, they were just like, man, what are you doing here? Now, the difference was they would threaten to put hands on me. I would leave the premises and kind of go around the corner somewhere else to where I still forced my way in to where Kendrick was more obedient to God's calling through people. Because remember, the Bible clearly says that, you know, we got to be careful how we entertain strangers, because some have entertained we got to be careful how we treat strangers, because some have entertained angels unaware. So God speak through people. He had a hedge protection over both of us. The difference is Kendrick, he took the calling and realized that he was blessed. He was actually saved by the calling of God, using people that we wouldn't even think this worthy of God speaking through. Where I took it and I heard it, I accepted it momentarily.
Mm-hmm.
The thing with me is I went home, but then I'll come back. If I see him, I go somewhere else. I forced my way into the drug game because here's the reality. Me and Kendrick both was from the inner city, what we call the hood.
Mm-hmm.
When we went to school, his clothes were better than mine. His shoes was better than mine. And he had new jackets. Now, I didn't have it like that, but I wanted better clothes, you know. Man, I wanted your haircut, you got a haircut all the time, Ken. My haircut didn't come as much as your haircut did.
Hey, but
like,
you
had porn.
You cut me up a couple of times, a lot of times, so I got to give you a shout out.
That's when I started growing. That's why. But I started cutting my own hair because I couldn't really afford the haircut. See, and that was the reality. So, you know, where you was getting haircuts at first, like, you know, hey, I had to start cutting my own hair because, you know, my mom really couldn't afford the certain things. So I got better and cutting hair, and that's when I started cutting everybody else's hair. I got good as a barber.
Mm-hmm.
But this is the thing to really encourage people. And you know what? It is the 10:30 mark. We're going to continue, but you know what? It's the halfway mark, and we're going to continue on with this conversation because it is definitely needed. So you know what time it is, Coach Shay.
Where the music at?
It's your boy, David Benton. Hey, yo, Shay. It's time to go beyond the fence. Life is so good. It's so good. Yeah. A merry heart do what's good like a medicine, but a broken spirit drives the bones, you know. Yeah.
It's about eight in the morning, I'm just waking up, got the Folgers on brew, about to fill my cup. While I'm looking out the window, as the sun come up, I'm good. It's about eight in the morning, I'm just waking up, got the Folgers on brew, about to fill my cup. While I'm looking out the window, as the sun come up, I'm good. I'm good. I'm about to get my day started.
Off to work, about to make some dollars. If only you knew what I've been through, you would smile and say that I'm
good.
I got a good job, I'm
good.
And my bills are paid, I'm
good.
And my family's good, my health is good. I thank God that I'm
good.
I got a good job, I'm
good.
And my bills are paid, I'm
good.
I got food on the table, I know that he's able. Thank God I'm good.
Ignorant grace, so intimate place, your heart of innocence make a life different and break. This whole sin in the sinners, could the enemy hate? You are the sun, stars, and the moon. You are the beam of light when it's dark in the room. When I depart from the womb, you're the air that I breathe. I wait there when I need you, preparing for peace. You're so good.
I got a good job, I'm
good.
And my bills are paid, I'm
good.
And my family's good, and my health is good. I thank God that I'm
good.
Job, I'm
good.
And my bills are paid, I'm
good.
I got food on the table, I know that he's able. Thank God I'm
good.
I got a good job, I'm
good.
And my bills are paid, I'm
good.
And my family's good, my health is good. I thank God that I'm
Can I tell you you're blessed?
light, shine.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Beyond the Radio.
Welcome to Beyond the Radio. And you better be smiling.
Beyond the fences in the building.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to Beyond the Radio. I am your co-host, Shay Samuels, and I'm on with the show, your main man, David Benton. If you just missed the first half of the show, we have a very, very special guest. I will introduce him right after the sponsors. We do want to give a shout-out to the two songs that were played right before or after the break. That was Shay Samuels, Myself, featuring David Benton, I'm Good. You can get that on all digital networks. And Beautiful off of the I Choose to Worship EP remix, the I Choose to Worship, and that's available on all digital outlets. So go get it today. And we're going to give a shout-out to Paula G. Voice, Lady Wisdom After Midnight, The Mindset Journey. If you are looking for a voiceover for any of your commercials, if you're a radio programmer, if you are a music director, if you have a business and you're looking for someone to give you a quality voiceover, we want you to reach out to Paula G. Voice, Lady Wisdom After Midnight at paula@paulagvoice.com or paulagvoice.com. She has so many other things going on, so we want to make sure that you guys reach into her, get connected, connect with her on all her social medias at Paula G. Voice. Also, last but not least, well, let me go ahead and say G-Weezy. Shout out to DJ G-Will. I call him G-Weezy, BDF artist. If you're looking for a DJ out even outside of the Knoxville area, make sure that you reach into G-Will, William G-Will Faulkner on Facebook, but you can also connect with him at www.beyondthefence.org. That's VEYONDAFENCE.org. Shout out to G-Weezy. And last but not least, David, can I get a drum roll? Hey, I love it. Let's Talk Business Consulting Strategy and Coaching Group, LLC, a Beyond the Fence expansion company. Listen, if you are a new business or an existing business, maybe you just have a business idea and you need somebody to talk to, Let's Talk Business. Contact us at aboutbuildingleaders@gmail.com. And I can never, ever, ever leave this sponsor without telling you guys about our coaching program for the youth. So fitting for this talk that we're having tonight, this discussion we're having tonight. So, David, I'm going to hand it over to you so you can tell them about the youth program, and then we'll take it from there.
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you, Coach Shay. And that is what we do. We do coach, young adults, shall I say. Well, actually, teens. And that's what our goal is, not only to teach them about entrepreneurship, but to give them life skills, and because we understand that every boss is not a leader. So what we want to do is teach them leadership skills first, and the best way to teach them leadership skills is to look within themselves. They got to have character. Once we teach them character, and they understand that it takes character to be a leader, to be able to develop a mindset to lead other people to success. So it's more than just, okay, I got a business. Okay, I am a boss. So we want to give them life lessons so internally they can go beyond their fence. So that's what it's about. Only thing you have to do, reach out to us, is aboutbuildingleaders.com. And we will help your teen or your young adult And also, you old adults.
Yeah, you're old adults because the parents are learning too. But that's aboutbuildingleaders@gmail.com. You can also connect with us on Facebook at About Buildings. I'm sorry, Let's Talk Business Consulting Group, and on Instagram at LTB Consulting. And make sure that you connect with us on Facebook too for Beyond the Radio, where you will find all of our sponsors' information and up-to-date information about Beyond the Radio. David Benson, Coach David, back to you.
Yes, and one more thing, I need y'all to go on YouTube. We have an artist who just came out with a single. It's called This Is My Love Song by Miss Alma E. Neely. It is a lovely song. I'm going to try to get Miss Alma on here next week. If it's possible, I'm going to get Miss Alma on here next week.
Yeah.
So we can play her beautiful song and so she can talk to the world. And shout out to Miss Alma E. Neely. Now, we got to continue our show because we got my main man right here, Kendrick Tate. And he is a probation officer. He's a juvenile probation officer. And he is definitely an advocate for our community. So, Mr. Kendrick, are you still on with us, my brother?
Yes, sir.
All right. So when it comes to the youth, right, we're talking to the youth. You're about the youth. I'm about the youth. Coach Shea is about the youth. So when it comes to the youth, man, what are you as a juvenile probation officer, what is your because me dealing with probation officers for a long time, I had some who really care about my well-being. Then I had some who just, you know what, I'm clocking in. It is what it is. I don't care about you. I care about my kids. It's about my job. Then I had some who really was like, David, you have so much potential. Use your gift. So you as a juvenile probation officer, man, what are some solutions when you see these kids coming in young, because at least I did, you know, I graduated from high school before I caught a charge. So you have adolescents coming in and they're committing crimes. You as a probation officer for the youth, what is your primary goal as a probation officer, a juvenile probation officer?
First and foremost, you know, when I see these kids, I can't help but think as if they my own kids. When I'm to a young man, I picture that young man as being my son, or I picture that young lady as being my daughter. So they don't become just another number. They don't just become just another client. And so I think it's important that we meet these kids where they're at and hold them accountable, because that's what the juvenile justice system, everybody thinks, I have, you know, this notion that juvenile court is about punishing kids. That's not accurate. It's about rehabilitating these kids. Now, obviously, there are some outliers when it comes to murder and things like that. There are certain crimes that take precedence over that. You have to hold kids accountable, you know, if they've taken somebody's life. But for the most part, we're here to hook a kid up with services, get them counseling, and be a voice for them as they continue to go through this struggle of life. And you got to understand, like, these kids are coming from, you know, a lot of these kids I deal with are coming from the inner city, but it's not just the inner city, because there is a lot of other places where this, you know, the same things are happening, you know, and people don't want to believe it, but it's true. It's not just in our community. And what I find frustrating in the juvenile justice system is how people of color are treated differently. And people only think of it as in the adult system, but it's not. It's in the juvenile justice system just as bad. I see it every day. And so I'm doing my part to hold the DAs accountable. When I see, like, hold up now, hold up. That's not the same sentence that you gave Lil' Johnny. You know what I mean? Tyrone had the same charges. Matter of fact, Lil' Johnny charges, his situation is even worse. So let's, you know, let's call it ace to ace and a spade. So, you know, I want to make sure that our kids are getting treated fairly because, you know, we people. We people just like everybody else. And so my goal is to make sure kids are getting these services, they're getting the help they need. And I'm always, I always tell them, call me. Now, I'm going to hold you accountable.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm going to hold you accountable. Call me and don't let the shirt and tie fool you. That's one of my main things. Yeah, don't let the shirt and tie and a nice little smile fool you. Because Tate going to do his job at the end of the day. If you fell in drug screen, yes, I'm going to lock you up. If you committing crimes and you're not doing what your probation plan has been outlined, now I'm going to lock you up. Mm-hmm. But I'm not locking you up because I hate you. I'm not locking you up because I'm mad at you. I'm locking you up because I'm trying to get your attention. Because what you're doing is not working. You keep doing the same thing. You'll keep getting the same results. And that's the biggest thing I want them to understand. You wouldn't be here if you was doing it right.
That's right.
That's true. You keep getting home. That's a problem. You can't do it right. So you're not a good criminal. So let's move on from criminality.
Right.
Let's move on.
Being a criminal is not your calling, young man.
Man, I have got to share this story with y'all real quick if I have time.
Go ahead, bro.
I had a young man that he kept failing drug screens. And mom told me that he was using his sister's urine at the time. And she was pregnant. So he came in one day and I was like, man, this, I got your urine and the results came back and I'm kind of confused because you are a male, right? He was like, what you talking about, Mr. Tate? Yeah, I'm a male. You trying to challenge my manhood? No, that's not what I'm doing. I'm just having some issues because the results I got back. And he said, I ended up telling him, I said, it tested positive for weed, but it also said you was pregnant. The look on that young man's face.
Oh, man. The sister been smoking weed, too.
Well, what he was doing was he was using his sister's urine. So, yeah, that's how we end up catching him. So, I was like, wow. But, yeah, he just sat there with that dumb look on his face. But that's me. You know, that's one of the stories I just have to tell, man. But I've experienced some amazing things from our young people that the news and media doesn't talk about. And unfortunately, I've had to experience some very, you know, troubling things. And I've lost kids. I went to funerals. I'm tired of going to funerals. I mean, there ain't nothing like having a kid that you have sat down in his living room, had a heart-to-heart discussion, and then mama calls you that Saturday and tell you, Mr. Tate, my baby gone. And I'm like, what are you talking about? Did he break curfew? Did he not come home last night? No, I'm telling you, he was caught up in a home invasion. And they killed him. What do you say to a mother? So for POs who don't take their job seriously, shame on you, because you out here playing with souls. These are God's kids. You have been called to, you know what I mean? You have been called to try to turn their lives around. Now, God is not going to hold you accountable for the ones who continue to stray on, but for you not caring,
that's right.
That's an indictment on you. And I think that's what is happening in a lot of our juvenile justice. I think we have a lot of people who just want checks, but I'm not one of those. I hold myself accountable. And I used to take my work home with me. I'm not going to lie. And I used to worry about these kids. I've learned not to do that a lot now because, you know, that's not good for me. dealing with my family and my issues or whatever. So I try to put it all in perspective. But, you know, once I cross that threshold at juvenile court, you know, it's about changing people's lives. And I'm going to keep doing it for as long as he allows me to do it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Coach Shay?
Well, I commend you, really, because that is definitely something that the youth need, and they need to know that there are some genuine people. I had a session tonight, and the young lady's mother was telling me about the school system, and she said that she knew that her daughter needed additional help, and she made good grades, and, you know, the teacher saw her as a good student, but she was saying there's something more that she needed. And it took her almost a year for her to get the help that she needed. She said they kept looking at the grades, and she fought and never gave up on her daughter. And eventually somebody decided, well, because she's fighting the way she is, that they gave her the help she needed. And come to find out, the daughter did need some additional assistance. And I find it strange that, you know, when we do have an inkling that our kids need a little bit more in any system, whether it's the, you know, the justice system or school system, that we have to fight a bit harder before they become statistic. And so to hear you say what you say, especially as a male, to hear what you're saying, and I hear David say it a lot, and I'm listening to both of you guys, and it's like y'all come, like you said, from the same environment, but you guys give two different stories on how you ended up in the same place. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Like
right.
Two different stories, but you both now are youth advocates and both are doing something that really helps the community. In the last couple of minutes that we do have, what advice would you give? You know, we just had an issue, well, not an issue, I'd say a challenge. We had a challenge with one of our youth, and so, you know, David's kind of scaring them now. Was like, we know probation officers, you know. you don't want to get on our bad side because we got probation officers on our team. But what advice would you give the youth today? And the reason I ask that is because I feel like it's not like it was when we were growing up. Like you said, you had OGs in your era that you would listen to. You know, when I was growing up, my grandmother's neighbor and my mom's neighbor can tell me to go in the house, and I would. But this is a different breed. And so for the parents who are listening, I guess it would be twofold. For the parents who are listening, what advice would you give them on what you see and how to overcome those challenges? And then to the youth, what advice would you give them as a probation officer who sees them on a daily basis and kind of works, like you said, to advocate on their behalf?
Be involved in your kid's life, first and foremost. I mean, you have to set an example. The problem with that, Shay, is some of those parents have learned from their parents how to parent the wrong way. And so there in lies a whole nother conversation. So sometimes we're talking to parents who they literally don't know how. I've had kids smoking weed with their parents, and their parents or doing it to appease their kids. I've had parents that will lie for their kids. With me, it's just, you know, I'm calling it out. Like I said, call an ace to ace, a spade to spade. We gonna hold our kids accountable, then we definitely got to hold our parents accountable.
Yeah.
And to the youth, man, they're to be different. Everybody's got caught up in that mindset of, oh, I want to outdo him, or I got to outdo her, or I got to look better than her, or I got to do better than him. And everybody following the same footsteps. Like, our community are missing leaders. And I blame a lot of that on the absence of our male men, you know, our male father, because they don't have no father figure. So they looking up to people, don't really care about them. They just care what they can do for them. And our kids get caught up in that, and it become a cycle. Because if you're not getting loved at home, yeah, I'm going to go join a gang. You know what I mean? If I want to feel important and the people on the streets are going to treat me better than the way I'm getting treated at home, yeah, I'm going to go to that lifestyle too. If my upbringing had been different, you know, that could have easily been in that life. So easy. But I came from a loving home. I lost my father at 12, but I still was surrounded by men in the church. I was still surrounded by my brothers, you know what I mean? And they were able to provide good examples. But everybody don't get that. So my job is to be the voice for the voiceless, for the kids who didn't get that opportunity. I got to show them, I got to introduce them to David, you know, because David been about that life. I wasn't about that life. I can tell you how to not get in that life, but I can't tell you once you get in that life how to improve that life. So you got to use other people, other resources, and brothers around you to kind of make this whole thing, you know, come together, because you can't hold this, you know, thing by yourself. You need help. And I think that's why this was all part of God's big plan, us being brothers. This was it. I see it.
I love it. I want to say something really quickly, David, before you say something, but the school system got it with the truancy. So, you know, I think, and I'm saying it jokingly, but I mean, maybe it's something that you can do, where the school system now holds the parents accountable for the kids not coming. So they get that truancy where they got to go to court. They can go to jail for it. I think the parents need to be on some form of probation for not being, for not being an advocate for their own children. But I believe that once you start locking them up, and I hate to say it that way, because it's not every, you know, some parents really do work and they may not be able to. I grew up in a home like that. My mom worked almost like a couple of jobs, and we were kind of raising ourselves. And my brother, you know, the most he would get in trouble for is like lighting a roof on fire, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I think if we can put something in place for the parents that hold them accountable, that may also make a benefit as well. But back to you, Coach David.
Yeah, the biggest part is this, you know. Well, I'm not going to say the biggest part, but a huge part of it is this. Like, me, myself, I was raised in a loving home, and yet I still became a gang member. How? Well, money, poverty. I chose a way that wasn't easy, as people thought it would. Like, on TV, they make it look easy, but it was really hard. And I made good grades, went to college, I did it all, and even in college I was broke, and I just wanted more. So I can't blame my mom for doing a great job. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can only blame myself. The thing is, what we don't have is enough, we're not educated. The parents today, we are the parents, it's our generation. Right, in our generation, we came up in that 90s era where, you know, the crack epidemic came, and we wanted to be like Tupac. And I'll shout out to Tupac, though. I like Tupac. Still listen to him. but we wanted to be Nino Brown and wanting to be Scarface, not realize Scarface died at the end of the movie. But we just love the glamorous life. So our ignorance of our generation, we raised up other young adolescents who's just as ignorant, and they seen us. My mom was not like, my mom's generation was definitely like, not like the generation that I came up in.
Mm-hmm.
I seen some complete idiots and foolish people that I graduated with. And they train their kids to be just like them. So the kids are actually, like, mimicking them and acknowledging the fact that this is cool. But now they lack education. Our kids are ignorant. And that's where we come in, to educate them, to give them a reality, to show them a better way, to show them, look, like Kendrick just said, he had to look at the reality of how he really going to make it in the real world. They only give us entertainment, where we could be doctors, welders, painters, electricians. The jobs are out there, but we are ignorant to it. Me, as a skilled welder, I was ignorant to it. I didn't know. But now I realize the industry is lacking minorities. And when I say minorities, blacks. You know, so in the inner city, we're smart, we're educated, but education, then, you know, we can grow. So they end the show. I know I roll over. Man, Kendrick, man, I appreciate you, brother. will you please tell our listeners, because it is 11, it's past 11, so shout out to Elation. Thank you for being patient with us. But Kendrick, could you tell people how to get in contact with you?
Yeah, you can get in contact with me. You can call me at any time at Knox County Juvenile Court. The number is 865-215-6463, and that is my direct line. And if you want to get even more personal, I'm going to give you my cell phone. It's 865-719-1499. That is my direct contact. Contact me, any questions, any concerns, want me to speak to some youth, whatever capacity you want to have me, or if you just want to have a further conversation one-on-one, I would be more than happy to sit down and talk to you.
Yes, yes, yes. I told y'all we had a great show for y'all tonight. That's what it's about. That's what God is talking about. We say, don't just be a reader of the word, be a doer of the word. So what we're out here doing is doing, because the Bible say, honor thy father and thy mother, for this is the first, watch this, the first commandment with promise, that ye may live a long life. So with disobedience, our kids are not living a long, prosperous life like they could or like they should. So this is what this is about. We appreciate y'all. Shout out to the Elation family, Beyond the Radio, in the building. Listen, we love you. We thank you. Coach Shea, do you have anything to say?
No, Kendrick, it was a blessing to have you on tonight. Shout out to you, your beautiful wife and family. And we hope to have you on pretty soon again, because this was really good.
Yes, y'all let me know. Yeah, I appreciate it. I love y'all.
Love you too, brother. And with that being said, where the music?
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 Where the music? Where the music? Where the music? Where the music? Where the music? DJ. The show is over. DJ. The show is over. Yeah,
this
hey, oh no. Hey, you know I start freestyling.
I was about to freestyle
DJ.
With you.
Yeah. You know I freestyle, DJ.
DJ. Kimmy's like, it's so good. Y'all just keep on going. Y'all just keep going. Kimmy's so good. Kimmy, like, when she loves the show, she gives us some time. And as soon as we start talking, then I'm Amazing's going to come on. I'm amazing. Oh, well. Shout out to Brittany Johnson. She's listening tonight, too, as well. Shout out to everybody listening tonight and enjoying the show. Please make sure you share it tomorrow when it comes out. And remember that you guys can still hear it on YouTube, Spotify, and iHeart. Make sure that you listen to it. David, you can give some announcements.
Oh, well, I'll say this. Go get the Rebuild single. That's right. Go get the Lord I single by G. Will. And brand new. And go get the I Choose to Worship EP by Shea Samuels. And Shea Samuels have new music coming out.
And see, Kendrick
came on tonight and showed out, because we ain't got this much time in about a year.
Kendrick set the stage. He's like, everybody's still probably calling her, like, we need to hear more. Kendrick, are you still on?
Yeah, I'm still here.
I love it. So Kendrick, tell us about little old David Benton back on the ball, on the basketball court. Tell us some throwback stories about Coach David Benton on the basketball court.
Man, that dude was he was one of those cats that I thought I could play, and like we was, you know, I said I held my own, you know, because I came from Bearden Middle School, so it was predominantly white school. So when I came back to, you know, Austin East, that's where all my family had graduated. You know, I came in, and then most of the people that went to Vine Middle School I had played against, they was like, oh, what you doing over here? And I just remember we got the plan, and it was this one cat. I was like, dang, doing pretty good, man. Because I was hearing about this other kid named Courtney Brown. And I was like, yeah, Courtney Brown, nice, but I can't check this dude. Like, even my best defense just ain't enough. And so I was like, you know what? We going to become friends. I don't even know how we became friends. I just think we from playing together, because I was like the shooting guard. He was the point guard. And we had I can't even remember who we played. But, man, we shot somebody out. And it was just like we just connected. And from then on, it was like going to his house, I was like, well, hell, sometimes you just have to admit somebody just got better game than you. So I just started working, with him after school. And we would just go head-to-head. And I'd be like, I get him sometimes. He get me a lot of times. So I'm like, well, you know what? I'm holding my own. So if I hold my own against D, I'm going to be all right.
Hey, don't let him lie to you. He used to get me, too. Oh, he can shoot so good.
I was like, man, he had
them handles that I never had. That's why I was jealous of. He had them handles I just never had.
Oh. Well, I don't get a chance to hear that side of the story because I always hear, I know he was great, but I guess he kind of like kept it back a little bit because he said, that Ken Tate. And I got a chance to see if we can find that picture, we'll put it on the Beyond the Radio. But the old basketball picture that you guys have from Austin East, I think it would be cool to have that picture on Beyond the Radio Facebook page so that all the listeners who are listening tonight can go on and see all these tall teenagers. Was Kendrick the high yellow light bulb one with the long legs?
Yes, ma'am.
That picture?
Yes, ma'am. Kid and play.
Yeah. Well, I think it's amazing to have you both on the line tonight, really just being able to do this. A lot of, a lot of people, unfortunately, don't even make it to this point. So to be able to have friends, because people kind of, they fall out, they move to different states. And I think you two will definitely be a power house coming together for the youth, and I'm looking forward to seeing what comes out of this for the communities in Knoxville and the surrounding areas as well.
Yeah, totally agree.
Well, Kendrick, man, well, I appreciate you. I guess we're having technical difficulties, but man, we're gonna go ahead and let you go. And we're going to go ahead and release the show, man. We appreciate you, and we definitely got to have you back.
Yes, for sure.
And I'm going to get you.
Have a wonderful rest of your week.
I'm going to get you back on the – I'm going to get you down at juvenile court so you can come and speak and talk to our staff. So I'm working on that right now.
Yes, sir, and I greatly appreciate that, man. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
All right. Have a great week.
All right. Y'all take care. Y'all stay blessed.
All right.
You too.
Shout out to the Elation family, Beyond the Radio, and we are out, and we see you guys next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.